Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. This is our online segment. We're joined by Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, Mike Garofalo of Fox Sports. And can you believe that this team has lost three games in a row? They're two games below 500. And if everything breaks properly, they could take the field on Monday night with a chance for the outright lead in the division.
Look, we've seen it all year, Bob. You know, this is a terrible division. And you know what? No excuses. No, nobody's crying about it. It happens. You know, in other years, they'd be a team that would not be in the division race. They wouldn't be in the wild card race. But so much has gone right for the Giants. The best thing about the Giants this year is when they don't play. If they sit, if the Giants can figure out, if the Giants can figure out a way to sit out the rest of the season, they'll win this division by three games.
And last year we had a lot of slop in the NFC South, if you remember, and the Carolina Panthers, who we declared them out a couple of times. Everybody kept waiting for the Saints. That was the team that was going to jump. It wound up being the Panthers. And they host a playoff game and they win the playoff game. They actually played pretty well in Seattle too. They didn't get their doors blown off. It doesn't matter. As long as you win the division, you host a home game, and then you go on the road. I don't know that there's any invincible team in the NFC this year.
Look, Tom Coughlin got up behind the lectern and did jumping jacks when he was asked, what did the mood of the building feel like when the Cowboys beat the Redskins? That's the way it is. Yeah. Jumping jacks. You're 5-7, and the coach is doing jumping jacks because they have a chance. They're tied for first. They can move into first place.
Yeah, thank you, DeSean Jackson. How about that? All of a sudden, he's on the other end of that one. DeSean Jackson helping him out with a punt return.
All right, so obviously it's been debated. We debated it as it was happening, whether the Giants should go for it on 4th-and-2, kick the field goal. Carl Banks said you go for it on 4th-and-2. He agreed. I said you kick the field goal. Isn't the crux of this, though, he's had to try to maybe get away from what he believes in at times to try to coach around his team?
Not maybe. I dare say that in Tom Coughlin's 12 years here and before that with Jacksonville, 95% of the time he takes the points and takes the field goal and goes up by 13 points. He is coaching scared because he is scared to death of that defense. He doesn't think they can protect a 13-point lead. I think if it was 14, he would have kicked the field goal and said, now two touchdowns, we only go into overtime. But it's no way to coach. I understand why he's doing it, but it's no way to coach. You can't coach that way.
He's also afraid of his offense, okay? The offense's inability to run the football, because that's what you have to do, you know? And he loves, coaches love the 4-minute offense. You get the ball, you run the clock out, the other team never gets the ball back. How many times have we heard him talk about that? They can't do that either right now. So I think that also factored into his mind there, not just the defense. This team needs to get back to running the ball at some point.
Well, I mean, they try.
They try.
But they don't run with a good
average. I try to grow hair, Bob, and this is what happens. What do you want me to tell you?
When you look at this team, would you see, I believe, this is my theory, that, you know, obviously they've had these blown leads down the stretch, but I still kind of circle back to the offense. And when you look at their red zone efficiency, as bad as it is, and knowing sort of the issues that they have defensively, they don't score enough points to make up for it.
You know, if you look at it, yes, the defense is the weaker unit on this team, but they gave up, what, 20 points to the Redskins and lost. They gave up 23 points in overtime to the Jets and lost. So I see your point. This offense is supposed to be able to figure out a way to score 24 points, 25, 26. If they can do that, they would win a lot more of these games. But this offense that we thought was last year's offense, averaging 27, it's not the offense anymore. The line, the receivers certainly are not there other than Odell. So well, we think this offense should be good. It's not that good.
Everybody keeps telling me how much better Ben McAdoo's offense is for Eli Manning, and especially when you have Odell Beckham to do these things. I remember the days early in the Coughlin era when they could run the ball effectively and he could hit the play-action pass off of that running game. I just really don't, until I can see that from the offense, a balanced offense, I don't really believe that right now this is set up for Eli Manning to succeed as well as he can.
But is it schematics, or is it when you see a handoff and you see that there's a lane for a guy to run through and he's getting hit from the backside?
Right.
The front side of the play is blocked okay, but that's a problem.
Yes, I agree. But also, I think the problem is you're force-feeding four running backs onto the field where you don't need to. If you have four running backs, you don't have any running backs. The second series of a lot of these games, all four running backs have had a rushing attempt. No other team in the league does that. Pick two, pick three. Vereen is the third down back. Jennings is the starter. And Darkwa is your change of pace guy, and that's it. You don't need four. Nobody gets in a rhythm. Nobody gets in a groove. I just think they're trying to do too much.
This unit, this offensive line still has to come together, too. Yeah. It's not just the guys behind them, and it's tough to come together when you're hurt.
Yeah.
You got to be on the field together. You got to develop that chemistry. I still believe that years ago with the team that won two Super Bowls, and I know the line was different, but the chemistry and the toughness in that line, I think, was extremely underrated by us and by a lot of people.
Well, will the Giants win on Monday night, snap their losing streak, and at least give themselves a chance with three games to go to still win the division?
Look, they're both 5-7 teams. One team is in the race. One team is not. The Dolphins are not. I'm not picking the Giants because I just need to see more. They've been so bad the last few weeks. I think they'll lose a close game.
I'm picking the Giants just because this interim coaching staff down in Miami, I still like the veteran coaching staff that the Giants have. One thing to watch, Olivier Vernon, a lot of low shots. Eli took one this last week. The Giants will be watching for that. I'll probably tell the refs to watch for that, too.
All right, guys, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
All right, that is our online segment.